very often we get told what we can't do, what we don't do, what we shouldn't do. And one of those things is just basic everyday exercises that will keep us healthy and living a healthy life. What I wanted to do is have someone come in and show us basic exercises that could be done at home. You don't have to be a gym rat just to stay in shape. So here to show us some exercises and talk us through some exercises that are fit for life is Alan West of the Chicago Park District.
Okay. Okay, thanks everyone. For those of you who wish to participate, if you could stand up for me, it'd be great. And I want you to stick your arms out on either side of you. If you could touch your neighbor, you're a little bit too close, so give yourself a little room, because you're gonna need some floor space. Okay. Yeah, you can stand up. Okay. So here's the thing. These exercises, on the surface, they look simple. And basically these are exercises you can do in your home, in your bedroom, in your hotel room, back in your backyard, in your living room, wherever you want to do them. The only thing you need is your body weight. These are called static or isometric exercises, okay? So which one of the requirements for all of these is that you flex as many muscles as possible as you do them. So we only got a half hour to go, and we want to spend about 30 seconds on each one. After I describe it. So without any ado, let's get started. First of all, I want to tell you the one that we won't do here is called a wall sit, where basically you stand against the wall. And I want everybody to remember this one, in case you want to do that at home. You put your back against the wall and you squat. And when you squat, you're going to fire up as many muscles as possible. You're going to squeeze your arms together, tighten up your arm muscles, tighten up your stomach muscles, thigh muscle, whatever, anything you can, just fire it for 30 seconds. Okay, now, let's get warmed up. Let's everybody start walking in place. If you stand up, walk in place. Just walk. Walk, just get warmed up. We got to get you guys, burn off some of this lunch and get you ready for a good dinner tonight. Everybody ready for a good dinner? Yeah. All right, okay, that's what I'm talking about. Well, let's work up an appetite. And so now we've done a little bit of walking. Okay, let's start with everyone who's going to participate. We're going to do this. We're going to do a squat, okay? Just a basic squat, and you're going to hold it for 30 seconds, all right? So you're going to plant your feet flat on the floor and sit like you're sitting in a chair. Keep your back straight. And when you do that, you're going to tighten up your stomach muscles. You're going to bring your arms in your sides. You're going to squeeze your arms together, squeeze against your chest. Ball up your fists if you want. You just fire up those muscles. Keep them going. Fire it up. Fire it up. Come on. Everybody keep on going. Keep on going. Okay, and I don't have a timer with me, so we'll tell you at this point, go ahead and relax, come up straight up, stand straight up. Okay, now.
So that I use that one when I'm plugging stuff in.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so at this point, Stephanie, where are you? Stephanie. Okay, I'm going to do something called a plank, okay? Can everybody get a little floor space? Everybody get down in their stomachs? If you can, get down in your stomach. Come on, everybody do it. Come on. Get down in your stomachs. Okay, lay flat, and I'm going to have to turn this way. I don't have a lot of room up here either. Okay, there you go. Okay, so now, what I'm doing, I'm laying flat on my stomach, okay? I got my elbows tucked, elbows under me, near my chest, okay? So the idea is you're going to get up on your toes. If you've never done this before, you can do it from your knees. Even if you have arthritis, this is something you could do. This would be good for you, okay? You're going to push up with your elbows and your toes. If you can't, you're going to use your knees. You're going to push up, keep your back and butt level. All right, you don't have any bend in your back at all. You want to have a totally straight back. You're going to hold this and hold it. And now, when you do that, you're going to tighten your stomach muscles, squeeze your legs together, tighten your thigh muscles, tighten up your arms. And at this point, I'm going to ask you to pull your elbows towards your waistline. Use your shoulder muscles. Okay, none of you guys are going to do it, but this is part of the tension you want to feel, all right? Come on, if you do it, come on, all right, okay, all right, relax. Well done, everybody, well done. Okay, I hear some people are breathing kind of hard, okay. All right, okay, we're going to go to another exercise, okay? It's called a chest squeeze. Okay, you're going to do a chest squeeze now, okay? So what you're going to do, you're going to put your hands in front of you, center of your chest, okay? Put them together, all right? Put your hands together like you're doing a prayer, okay? If you can see me, any of those you can see what I'm doing. You're just going to put your hands in, and you're just going to push. And while you're doing this, again, you're going to tighten your stomach muscles, squeeze your glutes together, all right? Squeeze, tighten up your quads, and get everything all fired up. Keep it going. All right. And keep on going. Keep on pushing. If you think this is easy, it probably isn't. By this time, if you're doing this with me, you should be working up a sweat. All right. And this is a good thing. You want to sweat. Okay. It is good for you. Very good for you. All right. And relax. Relax. Okay. Now, see, I'm breathing heavy already, and I do this a lot. Okay. So, all right, here we go. Okay, so the next we're gonna do, okay, we're gonna do something called a sumo flex. Okay, you're gonna open up your legs and point your toes out on a 45 degree angle, and you're gonna squat. Open wide and squat. Point your toes out like a sumo wrestler. Keep your back straight, and you're gonna bring your elbows into your sides. You're going to clench your fists. You're going to squeeze everything together. You should feel this in your thighs. Tighten up your stomach muscles. Keep it going. Come on, you want to feel it? Somebody's having a hard time over there. Come on, keep it going. Keep on pushing. Okay, you're going to relax. Well done, everybody. Well done. All right, this is going great. Okay, so keep it going. Okay, now.
You guys having fun yet?
Yeah, all right, that's good. I like people having fun. Okay, here's the next thing we're going to do, okay? We're going to do a lunge, okay? A lunge. Now, this is a lunge where you're going to put your left foot out in front, your right leg behind you. You're going to drop both knees. You're going to bend your left knee and drop your right knee to the floor, okay? Now, when I tell you, okay, you should be on your right toe should be on the floor. When I tell you, you're going to come up with your left knee a couple inches off the ground. Not your left knee, your right knee, rather. Come up a couple inches off the ground, all right? And you're going to come up right now, and now you're going to bring your arms up off the floor. So you're going to hold that position, and you're going to tighten up, your muscles as many as possible. You should really feel this in your left thigh right now. Really feel it, all right? And now keep on going. All right, and when I tell you, okay, well, let's stop right now. Come up, and we're going to switch legs, okay? Again, right leg out in front, bend that left knee, get it down, okay? And again, we're going to have both hands on the floor, okay? Now, when I tell you to, you're going to lift your left knee up a couple inches, bring your arms behind you. Okay, do you have a friend there who can help steady you? If not, you want me to come over? Okay, you sure? Okay, I'm going to help if you guys need me. So come up and bring your arms up, bring your body up, keep it going, tighten up those muscles, tighten up those stomach muscles, chest muscles, squeeze your arms together, and you should feel this in your right thigh this time. Real good. Feel it in there. Okay. All right. Okay. Some of you can't get down on your knees. Well, you know what? You do the best you can, and the more you try, you probably get easier and easier. And that's been my experience with doing these exercises. You know, as people begin to work with them, I mean, you may not be able to do it fully right now, but you will be able to if you just kind of push yourself little by little. Okay. All right. Anybody sweating yet? Anybody got a sweat going? Okay. She said no. All right, that means she's not working hard enough. We're going to have to make her do double time. Okay. Hold this. Okay, now. Okay. We're going to do one that everybody could do called the W. Okay, you say everybody stand up. If you know what a W look like in print, you understand this. I want you to bring your elbows down to your side, point your forearm skyward. Okay, point your forearm skyward. All right? and elbows down at your side. And you're going to let your arms fly back in that position. This is going to work your back muscles. Work your back muscles. Okay? Tight. Again, tighten up your other muscles with it. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. All right. You guys feel that? All right. Okay. All right, come out of it. Relax. And we're going to do just a couple more. And if you guys have questions or something I can answer, I will be more than happy to do my best. Okay, a couple more. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Next one, we're going to do the long arm plank. Okay, so if you get on the floor, go ahead and do it. Long arm plank. It's actually very simple. It's like doing a push-up. Remember, these are not repetitious. These are not repetitive exercises. You do up and down. These are basically designed to rev up your metabolism. Push-ups are great. If you want to work them into your routine, by all means, do so. Okay, but with this one, we're just going to do a long arm plank. We're going to come up to a push-up position. We're going to hold it in that position. Okay, just hold that position. If you don't want to do it on your toes like I am, you can do it on your knees. Some people will actually switch, and they do it flat-footed like this, okay? And push up like this, and just tighten up your muscles. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm losing the mic, guys. Okay, so you just tighten up all your muscles. Tighten up, keep it going. Keep it going. And relax, okay. All right, okay. Somebody's there, shoo. Okay. All right, we're going to do two more. Two more. Next is the runner's lunge. Okay, this is the runner's lunge. Anybody in here run before? Anybody used to run? Anybody know how to run? What the runner's lunge look like? Anybody know? Okay, I'm going to describe it. This way, a lot of people take off their running. When I run, this is what I do. Okay, I'm going to use my left leg out in front, and I'm going to stick my right leg behind you. Before I hit you, bend your knees. This time, you're going to totally keep that leg behind you straight, okay? That's a runner's lunge. I'm going to go low with it. I'll go low with it. And then what I'm going to do at this point, okay, I'm going to come up, straighten up my back, stay in this low position, arms behind me, tighten up my stomach muscles, squeeze my glutes together, get my quads going, and just firing up muscles. Keep it going. If you're with me, keep it going. And by this time, anybody who's doing this exercise should have a little sheen of sweat going. All right. You should be asking for a towel when we're all done. Okay. All right. Now come out of that position. Come on out. Okay. At this point, we're going to turn around. We're going to switch legs. We're going to bend that right leg. Okay. Put the left leg behind you. Keep it straight. Come low with it. Low as you can go. All right. You're going to come back again, keep your body straight, and again, fire up your muscles. Tighten them up. Keep it going. And keep it going. All righty. Okay, come on out. Okay. Final one. She's in. Whew. All right, final one. Do you guys want two more? How many more you got? You want two more or one more? Two more. She says two more. I like this girl. She's two more. Okay, I tell you what. All right, let's do this. All right. This is called a, what do you call it? I forget the name, but I'm drawing a blank on it. I tell you what, we're going to do it. Okay, I'm going to lay on my back. And no, I'm not going to go to sleep. Okay, so I'm laying on my back. All right, I'm going to bend my knees so my feet are flat on the floor. Okay, I'm going to put my hand down on my side. Very simply, push up off the floor, using my arms and my bottom of my feet, and just tighten up my stomach muscles. It's a real simple exercise. Real simple with this one. Real simple. Okay. If you got this, all right. You're doing good. Okay, come down with it. Now for the final exercise. The final challenge. This could be a challenge for some people, but let's anybody who's exercising at least give it a try. Okay, this time you're gonna stay on the floor. You're gonna roll over on your stomach. Okay, bring your elbows down to your sides with your thumbs so that your thumbs could touch your collarbones. Okay, that's about how far you want it. Your thumbs touch your collarbones. Want your thumbs pointed upward. Touching your collarbones. Okay, point your toes behind you. Okay? Lay on the floor. Just point like you're laying in bed. Like act like you're laying in bed, like you're laying flat in your stomach, sleeping, you know, with head in your pillow, but your stomach not pillow. You're not on the pillow. Okay. You're gonna use your thighs to push up just a half inch off the floor. Yes, about a half inch off the floor. Push up. Give it your best. Give it your best. Come on, guys. Come on. All right. I hear a little grunt over here. I like that. Come on. Keep it going. Keep it going. All right. Okay. Bring it down. Bring it down. Well done. Now, when you exercise, okay, let's see if you're a runner. When you cross the finish line, you don't just put on the brakes. You walk. All right. Slow it down. All right. We can do the same thing here. So, if you've been exercising with me, at this point, I want you to just what you want to do at home. You want to walk. So if you walk in place for a little bit, just walk in place, move your legs, shake your legs out, and just bring it down. Let your arms fall down to your sides. Let's relax. Catch your breath. And guys, you guys were wonderful. All right. And if you guys want more exercise stuff or more information, come up and see me. I'll give you my email address, and we can communicate. Okay? Thanks, everybody.
Alan, yes. I just have a couple questions for you. Showed us a number of exercises, but how many reps of each exercise and how many sets of each exercise should you do? And how often should you do these? Daily, every three per... per week, or and is it for an hour a day or 45 minutes?
Okay, gotcha. You know what, Ashton? I thought about I got a half hour, so I got to move, and I forgot to answer those important questions. You want to do these exercises at the minimum three times a week, no more than five times. Okay, three times a week, no more than five times. If you do these kind of exercises, you don't want to spend no more than 12 to 13 minutes on it. So it's very easy to work into your day. Okay, a half minute for each one. Okay, half task for bar. Each one. That's all it takes. And you don't need to do reps. Once you do it, you're fine. If you do this stuff, it gets your metabolism going, and your metabolism is revved up for the whole entire day doing these exercises. You will, over time, doing this, feel your body become more toned. If you need to lose weight, you will find yourself beginning to lose some weight. These do work, okay, because you're making your body work the muscles, okay? And so you burn off fat, and you find yourself having more energy. You've already toned. You're just helping yourself stay toned. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Alan? We can take one or two questions.
Alan, next time, would you please come back with
exercises,
dress clothes?
Exercise and dress clothes? Well, you know what? You know what the problem is? I work for the Chicago Park District. And we can't wear dress clothes, so they don't teach us that.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks. Okay.